Beams of light radiate from a white letter I. IFC Films. Colorful block letters separate then form charades. A spiral of metal bars rotates. The spiral transforms into a tornado etched above logical pictures. Daytime. Fog hangs over a river. A woman pats the back of her bleached blonde bob. She wears a pink silk robe. She stands on a deck surrounded by a glass railing. She gazes out at the river. She sips from a mug. Charades and logical pictures present. A man stands next to a floor-to-ceiling window. Looking in a mirror, he adjusts his tie. The woman wears yellow rubber rain boots and a brown coat. She skims leaves off the surface of the swimming pool. She shakes the leaves out of the skimmer onto the grass. She takes leaves in her hand and throws them with the others. A standalone syncopated films production. Three sheep are in a pen. A man in black rubber boots enters. The sheep crowd in the corner. He grabs one. In the living room, the woman sits on the floor next to an open box. She wears a purple sleeveless dress. She unwraps a gold disc and places it on a glass coffee table. The man slits the sheep's throat. It bleeds into a bucket. He skins the sheep. The woman holds a glass marble between her thumb and index finger. A Carlo Mirabella Davis film. On the deck, she slides her toes along the wet surface of the wood floor. Clouds hang low in the sky. A word appears. Swallow. A cast iron pan is placed on a gas burner. A lamb chop cooks. Salt is sprinkled on top. A golden fork and knife cut the rare lamb chop on a plate with beans. The woman eats the meat.
Attention, please. Your attention, please. I hate to pull you away from your lamb and cabernet, but I just want to make a quick announcement about my son, Richie. Tonight, we are making him the youngest managing director in the history of our little company. Well done, kiddo. You earned it. Well done. Come on, stand up.
You know, I couldn't have done any of this without my beautiful bride, Hunter. She is and has been so giving, selfless. Well, she is the light of my life.
The blonde woman, Hunter, smiles at Richie.
Oh, my folks bought us a house, so thank you very much for the house.
Nighttime at the newlyweds' house. Richie parks his yellow sports car in the circular gravel driveway. Hunter sits at her vanity. She looks in the mirror and brushes her hair. She pats her hair. Floor-to-ceiling windows form the walls of the corner bedroom. Hunter gets into bed. She straightens the blanket. She pats her hair and lies back on a pillow. In pajama bottoms, Richie walks out from the bathroom and towards the bed. Daytime, budding trees hang over the gray river. In the newlyweds' house, Hunter sits on a couch watching TV. She draws on a sketchbook in her lap.
Our enamel protection technology allows you to.
Hunter wipes eraser off the sketchbook. She stares at the curtains. Hunter squirts sauce onto a plate. She licks it off her finger. In the glass-walled kitchen, Hunter delicately fans out artichoke leaves on a plate next to a stuffed artichoke and baked chicken breast. Nighttime, Hunter plays Candy Crush on her phone. She wears deep red lipstick and a deep red off-the-shoulder dress. A pearl bracelet adorns her arm.
Wow, look at you.
Did you miss me?
In the glass-walled dining room, they sit at opposite ends of a candle-lit glass dining table. Richie chews. He nods.
This is great.
Hunter smiles. She looks at her plate. She looks at Richie. He smiles.
I think there's room for a flower bed out back, near the pool. I'd like to plant some if that's okay.
Oh, yeah? What kind of flowers?
Tiger lilies, tulips, morning glories.
Sorry, babe. One second. I just gotta respond to this.
Okay, sure.
She looks down. Richie looks at his phone. He texts.
It's a great name for a flower, isn't it? Morning glories. Like the glory of an awesome morning. I like mornings more and more these days. This house has great light. I feel so lucky.
Richie looks at her.
I feel so lucky.
Richie smiles with his mouth closed. He looks at his phone. Hunter looks at him. Her smile is gone. Hunter looks out the window. She pats her hair. Daytime, a cargo boat travels on the river. Sitting on the toilet, Hunter examines a pregnancy test.
Mom, we're pregnant. Yeah. Yes. I know. I will. Wow. Just...
Nighttime, at a restaurant, Richie's parents greet Hunter and Richie.
There we are.
Hey, Richie. Darling, what a day!
Hi, Richie. Look at this. The future CEO of our company, right here, right here.
I was in labor for 30 hours with Richie.
He didn't want to come out. He had it made in there.
30 hours. And then he was born blue.
Blue?
Slate blue. We all thought he was dead, but then he started breathing and crawling.
And sucking on the cat's tail.
Yes. Apparently, I preferred the cat's tail to my pacifier.
The cat's tail was always wet.
You know, Hunter was a crazy kid, too. Tell him about the, what was it, the guy on the side of the road who, tell him. No, it's good. Come on. This is great.
It's not really a story. There was this guy, kind of this local nutcase, and he would stand on the side of the road into town, and he would blow kisses at all the cars passing by. And at first he scared me because he had this beard and dirty hair and bad teeth. It was like this religious calling or something. He had to blow
kisses.
Oh,
by the way, Richie, before I forget, how is it left with the Carver people?
They sent over the contracts, and it's being east side because one of the partners is in Africa on a safari or something like that.
As of when? I didn't know what was aware of this.
Apparently, he took the kid.
Really?
There he is. Closing the deal.
Hunter slowly looks down. She stares at the ice in her glass of water.
There's nothing else.
The ice cubes melt and rotate in the glass. A smile grows on Hunter's face. She stares at the light flickering on the ice cubes.
All right, you gotta keep up on these things.
No, I'll email him.
Very important.
First thing Monday.
Okay, good. I'll
get right on. He's on safari.
She puts an ice cube in her mouth.
No, really? Oh, well, if he's on safari.
No, I mean it. I mean it. Okay. But it's not like you get internet.
The Sahara somewhere.
On the savannah.
It's fine. I don't care.
I don't think there's anything to worry.
They look at Hunter.
Sorry. This ice is totally awesome.
Daytime. Hunter covers a window with a view of the river in red cellophane. She spins a mobile of sheep. Hunter turns her head.
Sorry, darling. I let myself in.
You gave me such a fright.
Obviously. I just wanted to bring this over. Self-help book. I read it when I was pregnant, and it really helped with the postpartum.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I'm making lunch. Grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup. Can you stay?
Oh, I wish I could.
I can make something else.
No. Don't bother. I'd better be going. You would look so pretty with long hair. You should grow it out. Richie likes his girls with long, beautiful hair.
Hunter sits on the couch. She looks out the window. She holds a book entitled A Talent for Joy. Inside, she reads, "Every day, try to do something unexpected. Push yourself to try new things." Hunter places the open book on the coffee table. She stands next to a side table. She looks at a glass jewelry box. In it are marbles, shells, a small key and padlock, among other small objects. She opens the glass box and removes a small marble. She holds it between her thumb and index finger. She looks through it. Staring at the marble, she moves it slowly toward her mouth. She places it in her mouth. She puts her hand on her chest. She swallows it and smiles. She looks out the window. Nighttime. Hunter lies in bed with Richie. He looks at his phone. She bounces her leg on his.
What are you so happy about?
I'm proud of myself. I did something unexpected today.
What?
You promise you won't laugh if I tell you?
Promise? I won't laugh.
The drapes. I chose sky blue drapes for the theater.
Oh, cool. It's not so unexpected.
You sure that's the right color, though? Sounds a little hipster.
I think it works. And you said that I could choose.
I did. And you can. Of course you can. It's up to you. I like unexpected. Come here.
Do I make you happy?
I'm the happiest man in the whole world. I love everything about you. Every little thing.
You're not mad at me?
About what? The drapes?
I don't know. I just want to make sure I'm not doing anything wrong.
No. You couldn't do anything wrong, even if you tried.
Mmm.
Okay.
Morning, in the bathroom. Richie looks in the mirror and removes whitening strips from his teeth. In front of his clothes closet, he adjusts his tie in the mirror. Hunter sits on a chair with a sketch pad and pencil.
Babe, did you iron this tie?
Yeah. It was wrinkled.
You can't iron a tie like this. It'll permanently damage the silk. It has to be steamed. You see?
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. Do you have another tie you can wear?
Not one that goes with this shirt. Fuck. What the hell am I gonna do?
Hunter sits on the toilet. She takes toilet paper and wipes herself. She pulls up her pink silk pajama pants and looks in the toilet. Hunter removes rubber gloves from a drawer and puts them on. She kneels in front of the toilet and reaches in. She washes feces off the marble. Hunter cradles the marble in her palm. Staring at it, she slowly walks out of the bathroom and into the bedroom. She places the marble on her glass vanity and looks at it. Hunter eats puffed cheese balls and watches television.
New medical evidence suggests that consuming your placenta after giving birth can level off your hormones, increase milk production, and lower chances of postpartum depression. Your placenta can be dried out and converted into daily dietary supplements.
Hi. Yeah? I'll be right over. Bye.
Hunter puts the phone down. She pats her hair.
Good. Great.
She stuffs cheese balls in her mouth. In Richie's parents' living room.
I wanted to be an artist too, you know.
Really?
An actress.
Oh. I could see that. You're a knockout.
Thank you. So are you.
Thank you.
So what did you do for money before you met my son?
retail, mostly.
Selling things in a shop?
Yeah.
Selling what?
Toiletries. Oh. Bubble bath. Body wash. Soap.
A lucky break, you're meeting my son.
Yeah. I would go to these illustration job advertising interviews. And it wasn't like they were gonna hire me anyway. I'm just real grateful to Richie and you guys for providing me some solid ground to stand on, you know? Plus, I have so much free time now for drawing and whatever.
The best advice anyone ever gave me was fake it till you make it. Are you a faker, or have you made it?
I'm sorry?
Are you happy, or are you pretending to be happy?
I'm happy.
Hunter vigorously vacuums the living room carpet. She goes back and forth over the same area. Vacuum cleaner jams. On her knees, she turns it upside down. She looks in the brush roller. She pulls out a push pin. Mouth open, she stares at it. She gets to her feet and blows the dust off it. Hunter places the pushpin on the island counter in her kitchen. She stands at the counter. She stares at the pushpin. Her body gently twitches. She slowly bends forward and reaches for the pushpin. She takes it in her hand and touches the point with her finger. She opens her mouth and gently places it on her tongue. She closes her mouth. Her eyes widen. She spits it onto the counter. In the wood-paneled bathroom, Hunter looks in the mirror. She sticks out her tongue. It bleeds. She touches it with her fingers. She closes her mouth and stands straight. She stares at herself and pats her hair. Hunter walks into the living room. She steps over the vacuum cleaner and sits on the red leather couch. She looks straight ahead. She slowly turns and looks toward the kitchen and the pushpin on the counter. She turns her head away. Her eyes turn toward the pushpin. Walks into the kitchen. She takes the pushpin and puts it in her mouth. She closes her eyes hard and leans over the counter. She struggles to swallow. She places her hand on her chest. Hunter's eyes and mouth open. Her eyes stare off. A smile grows on her face. Tears fill her eyes. A tear drips down her face. She rubs her protruding belly and looks in the mirror. She wears her pink silk pajama top and yellow bra. Hunter lies down on the bed. She stares at the ceiling. Nighttime. Richie's sports car parks on the driveway. Another car stops behind him. In the entry. Richie kisses Hunter on the neck. On the second floor, Hunter puts on a shawl. She sees Richie and his friends below, standing next to the pool.
Yeah, man.
Hey, get in there, my man. Let's go. Yeah, the pool.
A man jumps in wearing his underwear. In the bathroom, Hunter looks at blood on the toilet seat. She rifles through drawers. She removes rubber gloves, paper towels, and glass cleaner. Drink in hand, Richie approaches the bathroom.
Just a minute!
Hunter washes blood off the toilet. Richie swishes the drink in his mouth. He looks at his teeth in the mirror.
Hey, babe, what's going on in there?
What?
What's wrong? You're trembling.
Nothing. I'm okay. I'll be right down.
Her fists clenched against her chest, Hunter opens it and looks inside. She places the pushpin on the glass vanity next to the marble. Hunter descends the stairs. She looks out at Richie and his friends. She looks at a bloodstain on her beige nightgown. She rushes to the sink at the bar. She washes the stain. Outside, one of Richie's friends notices. He walks inside.
What happened?
What?
Your dad.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm Aaron. I work with Richard.
I'm Hunter. I'm married to Richard.
Congratulations.
For what?
The baby.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey. Can I have a hug?
What?
A hug. Will you hug me?
Why?
Because I'm not drunk enough to ask for a kiss.
I'm Richie's wife, remember?
So it's just a hug. One hug. I'm lonely.
Okay, come here.
They hug. Hunter pats Aaron's back. Hunter rests her head on Aaron's shoulder. She closes her eyes and opens them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Daytime, Hunter holds a AA battery in both hands. She looks at it. She opens her mouth and puts the battery near it. She looks behind her. She looks at the battery and quickly puts it in her mouth. In the living room, Hunter straightens pillows on the couch. She steps back and looks at the living room. Richie walks up behind her. He puts his arm around her waist and kisses her on the neck. Hunter talks to Richie. He nods. She puts her hand over his eyes and leads him to the baby's room.
Yeah.
Inside, she removes her hand from his eyes. He looks around. Flowers grow in planters alongside the pool. In the bedroom, Hunter sits in bed. She reads A Talent for Joy. She tears out a page and puts it in her mouth. She chews it. On her vanity table, the marble and pushpin have been joined by an assortment of small objects. In a hospital examining room, a clear gel is spread on Hunter's belly. A nurse performs an ultrasound. Richie holds Hunter's hand. They both watch the ultrasound monitor.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, looks like there's something else inside there.
What?
What do you mean?
That's just a glitch. Let me move the...
Ow! Oh! Richie, where are you?
I'm right here.
On a gurney, Hunter is pushed quickly down a hallway. Eyes closed, a plastic mouth guard holds her mouth open. A small metal clamp opens and closes on the end of a thin rod. The rod protrudes from a larger tube. Both are inserted in her mouth. A camera on the end of the rod broadcasts an image of her throat on a monitor. The doctor slowly pulls the tube out of her mouth. At the end of the clamp is a bloody closed safety pin. The clamp releases the safety pin into a metal surgical pan. In the pan is a bloody toy jack, a battery, a rock, and a small clothespin.
What is wrong with you? Huh? Really, really, I am trying to understand, all right? Why would you do something like this? I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You?
I don't know. I wanted to do it, and so I did it.
Oh, that's a great excuse.
I've never even heard of this pica thing. Just stop raising your voice.
You know what? This is the kind of thing that you're supposed to tell somebody about before you get married. You should have told me about this.
I didn't know about it!
Oh, that's such bullshit, Hunter! All right, don't fucking lie to me like that.
I'm so sorry. I've never done anything like this before. I can't help it.
Richie shakes his head. He throws the marble and the other objects from the glass vanity into a wastebasket.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Stupid fucking rocks. Yeah, sure. Just have me fucking pay for everything. It's fine. You don't know why. No, you just sit here at home all day making scrapbooks and picking out fucking curtains.
Well, I would think medication first, right, Alice? I mean, just to settle her down. I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but I am paying for this, so results. We want results.
I think it might be better if I met with Hunter alone for a bit.
No, I'm going to stay, you know, just to make sure that she's...
I'm okay. Really.
All right. Okay.
We'll be right outside.
Can I just have the medication?
We can try Celexa or Wellbutrin, sure. But talking is important, too. Are you reluctant to talk about your parents?
It's just a waste of time. They were good to me. I had a normal childhood. My family loved me very much. End of story. I just want to stop eating stuff so I can make Richie happy and we can go back to our life together.
How does it make you feel when you swallow something?
I don't know. Good, I guess.
In what way?
I just like the textures in my mouth. I like the way they feel in my mouth. Mattress stuffing, ice, metal, cold metal especially, junk like that.
Does the pain bother you? Some of the objects you swallowed are quite sharp.
In Hunter's kitchen.
Okay, let's start juicing. We're going to make you a daily fruit and vegetable drink with lots of iron. You see, your brain and your body are connected. But right now, your body's starving, so it is sending the wrong signal to the brain about what it wants to eat. So, we are going to reconnect the mind.
She interlocks her fingers.
And the body.
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
Hey, babe. I'm gonna steal you for a second.
We're juicing.
Oh, yeah. Somebody I want you to meet.
Oh. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Come on.
Who is it?
Oh, you'll see. He's just downstairs.
In the living room, a small, stocky man with a full graying beard and thinning hair sits in a chair, his hands folded. He approaches Hunter and offers his hand.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Louis.
Hi, Louis.
Louis.
Who is he?
Louis's going to be helping out around the house. He's a nurse, a live-in nurse. He was great with me, Ma. Very sensitive.
Doing what exactly? I'm not a senior citizen.
Look, I gotta work. I can't be here 24/7.
So he's here to keep an eye on me?
No, he's here as a resource. If you're tired, he can cook for you. He can go to the store and get you things.
What, is he gonna be pulling stuff out of my hands? No,
okay, okay, just relax, babe, okay? Mom? Mom, can you come and explain this, please? This was your idea, and I just can't deal with this right now.
You know, I had help around the house when I was pregnant. It really takes the pressure off.
Plus, you're still recovering from your little stay in the hospital. Honey, Louis is the best there is.
Help us help you.
Daytime, Hunter stands on the deck. Barefoot, she walks to the glass railing. She leans over and looks at the river. In the kitchen, Hunter peels an onion. Louis enters.
I can do it.
I can do it.
Miss Lurici wants me to help you.
I can cook just fine. I want to cook my husband's dinner by myself. Go watch TV or something. Please.
Louis walks to the other side of the island kitchen counter. He watches Hunter.
So where are you from?
Damascus. Syria, not Pittsburgh.
Why'd you leave?
War.
Oh.
Where are you from?
East Meredith, upstate, New York. No war there. Just trees and cows and farms and stuff.
If you were in war, you would not have this problem of the mind. No time for mind problems when you're being shot at.
Hunter walks away. Louis follows.
I have to go to the bathroom now.
Please, miss. You know what they want, okay? You know what I'm supposed to do.
Hunter holds her arms out to the side. She glares at Louis. He pats down her sleeves. He walks behind her and pats down her back and pants.
Okay, go.
In the bathroom, Hunter kneels in front of the toilet. She crouches down and pulls a clear plastic bag stashed in a space under it. In the bag are small objects. She puts her hand in the bag. She removes a metal jack and places it in her mouth. She arches her head back and swallows.
The hospital sent over a report detailing the contents of your stomach. It said you swallowed a battery.
At the psychiatrist's, Hunter lies on the couch. She rolls onto her side.
It's just so not a big deal. Everyone is making a big deal about it. Yes, I did some things that I shouldn't have.
Well, a battery seems like a big deal. If it leaked inside your stomach, the acid could have killed you. That concerns me. A needle. A rock. A battery. Why those objects?
I don't know. It made me feel in control.
Do you feel out of control?
Hunter puts on her coat.
There was something that I wanted to tell you about, my mom and our relationship and stuff. You know what? Never mind.
Hunter.
It's Richie's birthday. I really have to go. Bye.
Sardinia.
Hi.
I love your dress. I love what you've done with the place. Look at these sandwiches. They're hilarious. Have one.
Oh, no, no, no.
I'll get those away from me. If I eat anymore, I'm going to have to get my stomach pumped.
Oh, my God, Hunter. Sweetie, I'm so sorry. I didn't... I'm such an idiot. I wasn't even thinking, and I just...
No. Bev, don't even worry about it. It's fine. It's fine. Really, it's okay. And we're doing great.
Yeah, Hunter's made a lot of progress and, my mom's got her on a new diet, right?
What diet? Oh, lots of iron and fiber and fish.
So healthy.
Right, yeah.
You look great.
Doesn't she?
I know.
Yeah.
I love diets.
She made all my favorites.
Yeah. I'd rather no one know.
Well, are you mad at me? Everybody here cares. They care big time. Your food's a big hit. It's a huge hit. You should be happy about that.
I can't believe you fucking told me.
Okay, can you please not ruin my birthday? We'll talk about this later.
Richie returns to the party. Hunter remains outside on the deck in the moonlight.
Yeah.
Hunter watches Aaron approach a woman.
Hey. Can I have a hug? I'm lonely.
Gray clouds cover the sky over the river. Lightning flashes on the horizon. Hunter lies in bed. She reads a book. Lu Wei enters.
You okay, miss?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Let me know if you need anything.
Hunter looks at the book.
I'll be right outside.
In the living room, on a leather couch, Hunter plays Candy Crush. The light of the phone glows on her face. She turns off the phone. Her face goes dark. She bumps her head against a window. Lightning flashes in the distance. Outside, Hunter looks at the sky. A rainbow forms on the horizon. Hunter throws her head back.
Ow.
Nighttime, in bed. Hunter, wearing her silk pajama top, straddles Richie. She grinds her pelvis on him.
Say you're sorry. telling everyone at the office.
I'm sorry. I am. This hasn't been easy on me either. I needed the support.
Do you still love me unconditionally?
Of course. Yes. Yes, I do. And I'm gonna try harder to understand. To be more understanding.
Okay. I love you too. I'm sorry I'm such a freak.
But you're my freak. You're my little freak.
Hunter climbs on top of Richie. She makes her way down his body. With mouth open, he arches his neck. At the psychiatrist.
Let's get back to your family for a minute.
Why? I told you they were normal.
Last session, you hinted at some type of issue. With your mom?
Oh, gosh. I guess you want me to tell you about the whole rape thing.
What whole rape thing?
Okay. If I tell you, if you have to promise that you're not going to make a big deal about it.
I promise.
So, my father isn't really my father. My mom was raped in the 90s by some random guy, and I was the result, you know?
Did they ever catch the guy?
Yeah. He did time. William Irwin was his name. Is his name. Do you want to see a picture of him?
Oh, no, not really.
No, look. Look.
She holds a small newspaper photo.
That's him.
You carry that around with you?
Yeah. I've dealt with it.
How have you dealt with it?
I've thought about it a lot.
Did your mother ever consider terminating the pregnancy?
My mom is this right-wing religious nut. She's really sweet. My family doesn't believe in abortion, even in the cases of incest or rape. So, here I am. But my stepdad was really nice to me. And my mom was never resentful or anything. My sisters love me.
Hunter walks to the window. She faces the curtain.
How did it happen?
She went to a bar. And he bought her a drink. My mom left, and he followed her home, and he broke in. That's all I know. Can we change the subject?
I think this is important, actually. I think this might have a lot to do with your compulsion.
Okay.
We're at the end of our session.
Hunter nods. The psychiatrist smiles.
It
see you in a couple days.
That color looks really nice on you.
Oh, thank you.
Hunter hesitates. She hugs the psychiatrist. Hunter closes her eyes.
See you soon.
Morning, in the bedroom. Hunter lies awake on her pillow, Richie behind her.
I love you.
He rubs her belly.
I love you too.
Hunter faces him.
Come here.
In the backyard, in a wide-brimmed straw hat, Hunter prunes the flowers.
Beautiful.
Richie waves from the second floor window. Hunter waves back. Richie takes the phone from his pocket. He walks away from the window.
Hello? This is Richard.
Hunter feels the potting soil in a pail. The sun shines on the brown dirt. She takes a handful and studies it. Her lip quivers. Hunter lets the dirt slide off her hand and into the pail. She lifts her head. The sun shines on her face. Louis stands on a staircase in the distance. He watches Hunter. In the bathroom, Richie shaves.
What do you mean about her past?
Hunter walks up the stairs to the second floor, her hands covered in dirt. In the bathroom, Richie listens to the psychiatrist.
I think her life is in danger. She can't overcome a guilt complex without your love and acceptance.
No. What about her past? Please, you have to tell me.
Listen, we had a deal, okay? You're supposed to tell me everything. Everything.
Outside the door, Hunter listens.
If you won't tell me,
I don't want her seeing you anymore.
It has to do with a rape. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Richie picks up the phone.
No, I'm here.
Did she say anything to you about this? Did she mention anything?
No, I didn't know.
Hunter wipes tears away with her muddy hand, smudging her face.
No, I understand.
Outside the front door, Hunter washes her hands and face with a hose.
Ah, there you are. I'm off to the gym. I'm gonna get you something today. Whatever you want. You want a dress or necklace? You name it, it's yours. Anything.
Bracelet.
Oh, okay. Done. Yeah.
Hunter enters the bedroom. She strokes her arm with her hand. She walks in circles. She rubs her face and hair. Hunter gets on her hands and knees. She digs her nails into the carpet.
Oh,
Hunter crawls under the bed.
Hunter? You all right?
Under the bed. Go away.
You seem upset.
No shit, Sherlock.
Please come out. Mr. Ritchie wouldn't like this.
No.
Louis rubs his forehead. He kneels next to the bed. He crawls underneath next to Hunter.
Very dusty here. Maybe I'll clean later. Maybe I'll clean the whole room.
Louis gently pats Hunter's shoulder.
You're safe here. You're safe.
Hunter puts her hand on his. Evening, under the bed. Hunter slowly opens her eyes. She lifts her head. Louis sleeps. Hunter enters the dining room. In the dark, she looks out the window at the river and hills beyond. Hunter walks into the kitchen. She opens drawers and rifles through utensils. Hunter takes out an eyeglass screwdriver. She stares at it. She inserts it in her mouth. Louis awakens. He climbs out from under the bed. In the living room, Hunter lies face down on the floor.
Miss? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
Louis rolls Hunter on her back. He makes a call. At the hospital, Richie and his father sit in a waiting room. In the operating room, a surgeon uses forceps to remove the screwdriver.
Happiness is like a bird with 20 wings. Try to catch him as he flies. Happiness is like a bird that only sings when his head is...
The bloody screwdriver is placed on a surgical tray. In a hospital room, Hunter lies in bed. Richie sits next to her. His mother stands beside him. A doctor holds a clipboard. Richie talks to the doctor and shakes his head. Hunter watches. In the living room...
I really think it's a good idea. Just for a little while until the baby is born.
Three, look. Look how nice this is, huh?
We can't keep our eyes on you 24/7, and they can.
Can I stay here with Richie? And you guys? I'm better now. Really, I am. I know I went too far. I know I did. It was just a game. A stupid game. I know it went too far.
No, you have to go there so you can get better.
And if she won't go, Richie wants a divorce.
It's just 7 months, so sign the paper, sweetie. Good.
That's a good girl. Are we going now?
Yeah. Hey, you want to get some things together?
She strokes her hair and nods.
Yeah, come with me.
Come on. Go ahead.
Louis carries the luggage. Hunter follows him out to the front of the house.
Oh, honey, give me your engagement ring and your watch.
We'll take good care of them.
We really should go. They're waiting for us.
Hunter removes her watch and ring. She hands them to her mother-in-law.
I forgot my charger. It's in my room somewhere.
Oh, you're not going to need your phone there.
I want my phone. It's got my games on it.
Okay, I can go get it.
I'll get it. I'm not a baby.
Richie motions for Louis to follow Hunter. In the bedroom, Hunter removes the charger from the outlet. She puts it in her coat pocket. She lies on the bed. Louis stands next to her. He looks down. Louis follows Hunter down the stairs. She looks out the window at the woods. She looks at Louis. He looks at her with tears in his eyes. Richie and his parents wait by the cars. Louis runs into the bathroom. He opens a sliding glass window. He turns on the faucet. Leaving, he locks the door from the inside. Hunter runs through the woods. She falls on the leaf-covered ground. She looks over her shoulder. She gets up and runs. Louis walks out the front door.
Where is she?
Bathroom. It's okay, I checked it.
Hunter runs through the woods. She looks back. She reaches a road.
Oh, he's gone. Come on.
Hunter!
Hunter!
God.
Hunter, open the door. Hunter! Oh, God.
Okay. Hunter!
Move. Hunter! Oh, God damn it. Hunter!
Oh, God.
Shit!
Hey, please stop! Stop!
Here, take my car.
Hunter waves to an oncoming car.
Stop. Come on, you stupid jerk. Come on! Hey, stop!
Evening, on a sign, West Shore Motel. Only some of the letters are illuminated. Cars are parked in front of the rooms of the two-story brick building. Hunter walks toward the motel. She kneels and grabs dirt at the base of the motel's brick wall. She puts it in her coat pockets. In a motel room, Hunter stands, her back against the door. She looks at herself in a mirror on the opposite wall. She walks closer to her reflection. She walks to the room door and leans her head against it. Nighttime, fog hangs in the air. On a country road, Richie's sports car pulls to the side and stops.
Where are you?
I just wanted to explain. I still have feelings for you, and I think I rushed into some stuff to make you happy. Like where we live and the baby.
Richie's father is in the passenger seat. Richie exits.
I wanted to make you happy.
Just listen, okay? I really, really miss you. I miss us. You know, I want things to go back the way it used to be. Just come back. I swear, things are going to be different. We can go anywhere that you want to. Just, I love you.
I miss you too.
So come back.
No. I can't.
So what are you gonna do? You gonna live on the street?
You're not good at anything. You can't do anything. This is it. This is the best it is ever going to get.
Come back. You come back, or I will hunt you down. I'll fucking hunt you down, you ungrateful cunt.
Okay. I have to go.
You get back here with my kid!
Hunter closes her eyes. She leans her head against the mirror. Her breath fogs her reflection. She takes her phone and crawls out of bed. On a bureau, she smashes the phone with the base of a lamp. Hunter kneels next to the bed. She eats dirt from a small pile on the bedspread. She watches TV. On the TV, a man breaks open the prickly shell of a chestnut. A young girl removes the chestnut from its shell. She holds up the chestnut and looks at it in the sunlight. Hunter shakes her head. She puts more dirt in her mouth. Hunter takes dirt from her coat pocket and places it on the bed.
Treasure the little things. Elm Creek Life Insurance.
You want to get you on the train?
No. I'm not going. I'm going to sit right here on this bench.
What are you talking about? Wait for what?
For a sign. There are signs all around you.
Hunter wipes the dirt off the bed with her arm. She picks up her coat from the floor. She lies back on the bed.
I told you what to do. He'll tell you who you are.
I've never heard of anything so ludicrous in all my life. Well, go on. Stay here if you want. Sit here the rest of your life if you want to. I'm getting on that train.
Daytime. Hunter sleeps, her mouth stained with dirt. Hunter opens her eyes. Hunter looks through the peephole. A maid scowls at her.
No, thank you. I'm checking out.
Hunter picks up her pants from the floor. She looks at herself in the mirror. Outside, Hunter walks to a payphone. A car drives into the parking lot. Hunter watches it.
Hi, Mom. What's up?
Hi, honey. Nice to hear your voice.
Listen, I need to come see you. It's kind of an emergency.
Of course. It'll be good for us to spend some time together.
Really? You want me to?
Sure, doll. You're always welcome. It's just your sister's here with a new baby, and it's a little bit crowded.
Please. I won't get in the way.
There's just no room, doll.
Hunter walks away from the phone booth. She looks around. In a pickup truck, the green leaves of passing trees reflect off the truck's window. Hunter touches her mouth with her hand. The truck rolls to a stop in front of a single-story house. Hunter waves goodbye to the older woman driver. Hunter walks toward the front door of the house. She looks at the newspaper photo of her father. Hunter peeks inside the open front door. Colorful balloons are tied to a lamp. She slowly walks in. She looks around. A man carrying a wrapped gift under his arm enters the front door. He closes it behind him. Hunter walks slowly into the living room. People hold drinks and converse. A young girl and boy wear party hats. A happy birthday banner hangs from the ceiling. Hunter walks up to the dining room table. On it is a cake box. She looks around. She lifts the lid. On the cake is written, "Happy birthday, Erwin." Hunter enters the bathroom. She kneels over the toilet. Hunter looks in the mirror. She wipes her mouth with a towel. In the dining room, a man helps a young girl cut the birthday cake.
1, 2, 3.
Yo!
Yay! It's great.
Okay.
That's beautiful. That's truly spectacular.
Nice job.
The girl hands the piece to Hunter.
Thank you.
You have your daughter's eyes?
No. She has my wife's eyes. My eyes are hazel.
So are mine.
Huh. We've met before, haven't we? I know your face, but I can't place it.
Mm. Oh, we need a bit more punch.
Oh.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I'm Lucy. What's your name?
Hunter.
Hi, I'm William. Everybody calls me Irwin.
So, which one of these kids is yours?
None of them. But I'm going to have a baby soon. I'm pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
With cake in her mouth, Hunter nods.
That's wonderful.
Can I have...
No.
It's just,
No, that's okay.
It's a pleasure.
Hunter enters the kitchen. Lucy looks at Irwin. They follow.
Oh, you really don't have to do that.
It's no trouble at all.
Yep. So, Hunter, who invited you to the party?
You remember Jill McCoy, right? She's my mom.
Irwin's smile fades. He swallows.
Lucy, do you have a recycling bin or something?
Yeah, I'll take this. It's under the sink. I'm sorry, Jill who?
McCoy.
She's an old friend of mine. I haven't seen her in years. Hey, Brett, why don't you go and play with your pals?
Oh, you never mentioned any Jill?
Jill. Oh, yeah. Her mom, I went to high school with her. She, yeah, coming back to me now. I ran into Jill last week. She said that her daughter might, stop by the party. Or rather, she and her daughter. So I guess your mom couldn't make it, huh?
No. She got held up.
So what do you want? Soda? You want punch?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Can I show Hunter my room?
No. No, honey, you gotta go to bed. It's past your bedtime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, here. And... You're in charge of the grill, okay? We need burgers.
Okay.
And hot dogs.
Okay, sure, babe. So. You gonna ruin my life? Or what?
I haven't decided yet. I guess I should, right?
Don't touch me!
Keep your voice down.
I will do whatever the fuck I want. I make the rules here. I'm in charge, okay? Say it. Say it.
Okay, you're in charge.
Hey, where are those burgers? We're famished.
Roger that.
Join us outside, kids.
Yeah, no, we'll be there in a minute. We're just, can you give us a minute? Okay, we're good.
Why'd you do it?
I can't explain that. That's... I was delusional. I mean, there's no way to explain that. It made me feel special. A secret makes you strong, you know? Everybody thought I was this regular guy, you know? But I was important inside. I was fucking powerful. I was God.
And then I went to jail, and I got shitbagged in jail. Yeah, they beat me so bad I had to wear a colostomy bag. And then I realized what it was. I was not God. I was shit.
Are you ashamed of me?
No. What I did? I'm ashamed of that.
Am I like you? Hear you say it.
You're not me. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything wrong. It's not your fault.
With tears in his eyes, Erwin shakes his head. Hunter lowers her hand from her mouth, her face wet with tears. She looks at him. Hunter sits in a health clinic.
Take one pill here, wait 24 hours, then place the remaining four pills in your mouth, two in each cheek. Wait for them to dissolve, then swallow the remnants.
Hunter nods and takes the pills. At a mall. Hunter sits at a table in the food court. She eats French fries with ketchup. She drinks soda through a straw. She removes the packet of pills from her pants pocket. She looks around and opens the packet. She puts a pill in her mouth. She puts the other two in her cheeks. She holds the last pill in her hand and looks at it. In the mall bathroom, Hunter sits on the toilet, her arms around her waist, her head bent over her knees. She pulls up her pants. She looks in the toilet. It's red with blood. She sits on the bathroom floor next to the toilet. She leans against the wall. She stares off. Hunter looks at herself in the bathroom mirror. She wears a backpack and a sweatshirt. A smile begins to form. It grows on her face. She walks out of the bathroom. A woman walks out of a stall. She washes her hands. Other women enter the bathroom. They look in the mirror and fix their makeup. Another woman leaves the stall and washes her hands.
We've been saving up. We've been growing up.
Described by Audio Eyes, credits appear. Written and directed by Carlo Mirabella Davis. Produced by Molly Asher, PGA, Minette Louis, PGA. Producers, Carol Baraton, Frederick Fiore. Executive producer, Haley Bennett. Executive producer, Joe Wright. Executive producers, Constantine Briest, Johan Comte, Pierre Mazars, Eric Tavidian. Executive producer, Sam Bisbee. Co-executive producers, David Stone, David Boies III. Co-executive producers, Julie Parker Bonello, Katie Drake Bettner. Cast, Haley Bennett, Austin Stoll, Elizabeth Marvel, David Rashi, and Dennis O'Hare. Luna Velez, Sabrina Guevara, Laith Knockley, Babak Tofti, Nicole Kang. Casting by Allison Swartziak. Director of Photography, Caitlin Arizmendi. Production Designer, Aaron McGill. Edited by Joe Murphy. Music by Nathan Halpern. Costume Designer, Leonie Dobrovja. Music Supervisor, Joe Rudge. For Edith, Bella, and Joyce. Copyright 2019, Swallow the Movie, LLC. All rights reserved.